We all know that feeling, right? You're just constantly busy running from one task to the next.
Yeah, totally.
And slowing down, it almost feels wrong somehow.
Or like you can't afford to.
Exactly. But what if, actually, hitting pause for a bit could be the key to moving forward, maybe even faster?
That's really the heart of it, isn't it? This idea of reflection.
Yeah.
It sounds counterintuitive.
Right.
We're so focused on the next thing, the pushing ahead, that we often miss really valuable stuff hidden in what we've just done. So today, yeah, we're going to dive deep into why taking that step back, that deliberate pause to look at how things went, why it's so critical for, you know, actually growing.
Think of it like a personal debriefing session.
Precisely. Like athletes reviewing game film or project teams doing those postmortems. It's that same idea.
Okay. So our mission for this deep dive, then, is to really get why this reflection thing is so important and also maybe some practical ways to actually do it.
Yeah, how to make it work in real life.
And we're drawing on ideas from The Power of Reflection, Analyzing Your Performance.
That's the source.
All right, let's jump in. Why is looking back so powerful? What's the first big reason?
Well, I think one of the biggest things is how it helps uncover hidden patterns. Stuff you just wouldn't see otherwise.
Patterns? Like what?
Like recurring roadblocks or maybe even consistent successes that aren't obvious when you're just looking at one task or one project. You're kind of zoomed in too close day to day. Reflection lets you zoom out.
Ah, okay. So it's not just did this succeed or fail, but why things tend to go a certain way over time.
Exactly. You start to see maybe the same sort of obstacles popping up, or perhaps a specific approach you use that nearly always works well. And studies actually back this up. People who reflect regularly, they're way better at spotting workflow bottlenecks.
Which can lead to, like, surprising efficiency gains down the road.
Totally. Because once you see the pattern, you can actually address the root cause, not just fight the same fire over and over.
Okay, that makes sense. It's like seeing the underlying currents, not just the surface waves.
That's a great way to put it. And spotting those patterns, it leads directly into the next big benefit, which is getting a much clearer handle on your own strengths and weaknesses.
Like self-awareness.
Yeah. Honest reflection forces you to look at what you're genuinely good at, where your talents really shine, and also where you maybe struggle or need to develop.
And knowing that is, well, it's got to be incredibly helpful for deciding what to do next, where to put your energy.
Oh, absolutely. Why, you know, keep banging your head against a wall in an area that's just not your strong suit if you could be doubling down on a strength and getting way better results.
Good point. It's about effectiveness. But, okay, just knowing this stuff isn't the end goal, is it? The reflection has to lead somewhere.
No, definitely not. That's crucial. Reflection isn't just navel-gazing. It's about pulling out actionable learnings.
Actionable learnings. Okay.
Yeah, it's about saying, okay, based on what happened, what specifically can I adjust? Maybe it's a change to your strategy or tweaking a process or even just shifting your mindset about something.
So you're actively mining the past for concrete steps for the future.
Precisely. Turning experiences into a kind of personalized improvement plan.
And I can imagine that would be a huge boost for motivation, too.
It really is.
Yeah.
That's another key benefit. When you take time to recognize your successes, even the small ones.
Yeah.
It reinforces those positive actions, builds confidence, and maybe even more importantly, when things don't go well, reframing those setbacks.
How so?
Seeing them not just as failures, but as like data points, opportunities to learn. That fosters resilience.
Yes.
You know, it keeps you going instead of getting derailed.
Viewing failure as data. I like that. It feels much more constructive.
Doesn't it? It takes some of the sting out.
Yeah. And this whole process, analyzing patterns, understanding strengths, reframing setbacks, I assume it also sharpens your decision-making skills overall.
Without a doubt. When you consistently analyze past decisions and trace out their consequences, what worked, what didn't, why, you develop a much deeper, more intuitive grasp of cause and effect.
So you move beyond just gut feelings.
Exactly. You start making connections you might have missed before. Mm-hmm. Your future decisions become more informed, more strategic, because they're based on that richer understanding of past results.
Okay, the why is definitely compelling. Reflection isn't just a nice to have. It sounds pretty essential.
It really is, for genuine progress.
But let's get practical. Someone listening is thinking, okay, I'm sold on the why, but how? How do I actually build this into my already packed life?
That's always a challenge, isn't it? Making it stick.
Yeah.
The key is really integrating it in a way that feels manageable.
Yeah.
Sustainable, not like another huge chore.
So baby steps.
Kind of. First big step.
Yeah.
Schedule dedicated time for it. Actually block it out in your calendar.
Like an appointment.
Exactly. Treat it like an important meeting with yourself.
Yeah.
It doesn't have to be hours. Even say 15, 30 minutes a week can make a difference, or maybe a slightly longer session once a month.
Putting it on the schedule signals it matters.
It does. Otherwise, it's always the first thing to get pushed aside when things get busy.
Okay, schedule it. But then what? What do you do in that time? Just think.
Well, thinking is good, but structured thinking is better. Using some guiding questions really helps focus the reflection.
Okay, like prompts.
Yeah, purposeful questions. Things like, what were my actual goals for this period, maybe this week or month? What did I really get done? What went particularly well? And really dig into the why behind that success.
The why is important.
Critical. Then what challenges came up? How did I handle them? Was it effective? What could I maybe have done differently?
Right, looking at the obstacles.
And then the big one. What are the key takeaways? What concrete lessons can I pull from this to apply going forward?
Those are really specific. It forces you to go beyond just a general feeling of how things went.
Exactly. It structures the analysis.
And I suppose writing this down would help too.
Oh, definitely. Documenting your thoughts brings a lot more clarity. Plus, it creates a record.
A record.
Yeah. So you can look back over time, see how you're progressing. Notice longer term patterns maybe.
Yeah.
Whether it's an old school journal, a digital doc, even voice notes. Find what works for you.
Having that log to refer back to. Yeah, I can see how that would be powerful. Now, the source material also mentioned seeking feedback. How does that fit in?
That's another really valuable piece. Our own perspective is, you know, inherently limited. We all have blind spots.
True.
So getting input from others, maybe trusted colleagues, a mentor, even clients sometimes can offer these external perspectives that shine a light on things we just don't see ourselves.
So they might notice a strength you undervalue or maybe a recurring issue you're oblivious to.
Precisely. It's your internal reflection gives you a more 360-degree view of your performance. It's incredibly helpful.
Okay, so internal reflection plus external feedback. That sounds like a robust approach. The source also briefly touched on something called the Eidos Edge. What's that about?
Yeah. The power of reflection introduces the Eidos Edge, basically as a framework. It draws on ideas from cognitive science.
A framework for what?
For making reflection more effective, essentially. It offers specific methods, strategies, tools even, to help people and teams get deeper, more actionable insights for looking back at their performance.
So it's like practical techniques to enhance the reflection process itself.
Exactly. Ways to structure the analysis to really zero in on what matters and create a clearer path towards your goals.
Got it. So it's presented as a resource to help you do reflection better.
That's the idea.
Okay. So putting this all together, it really feels like this whole act of pausing, reflecting, analyzing, it's not really about dwelling on the past, is it?
Not at all. It's entirely future-focused.
It's about equipping ourselves better for whatever comes next.
Absolutely. It's about turning all our experiences, the good, the bad, the messy, into fuel. Fuel for learning, for getting better, for moving forward with more clarity and purpose.
Transforming experience into learning. That's powerful.
It really is.
So maybe a final thought for everyone listening as they head back into their busy day. Just consider this. What's maybe one significant pattern you've noticed recently? Could be a success you want more of, or maybe a challenge that keeps popping up. What might even just 15 minutes of focused reflection reveal about that pattern?
That pause, that little bit of analysis. It could genuinely unlock your next big step forward.
Definitely something to think about.